Wasilla High School track stars are holding the torch high to kickstart a 2-year campaign to raise awareness about the importance of organ donation. The first leg of the step-by-step torch run took runners from the Matanuska Valley to Anchorage today. Campaign organizers plan to continue through Canada and the lower 48, then on to Argentina. APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports.
George Marcello received a liver transplant some years ago, and since then he's been a man with a mission.
Because there was such a shortage of organs, and in the hospital people were dying left and right while organs were going to waste. I thought something had to be done about this, so I created the charity Step by Step. And in the past 12 years, we've done 6 campaigns. We've done treks across Canada, parts of Europe, so this is the first time that we're going into the United States.
Step by Step organizes runs to call attention to the need for organ donation.
The torch that I carried during one of my treks was blessed by Pope John Paul II. He not only blessed it, but he encouraged everyone in the world to become organ donors, and he asked me to pass the torch to the youth.
Here's the run of this.
This is going to blow out.
Four of Wasilla High's best runners left the city's sports complex in the windy early hours of this morning, bearing a lit torch. Allison Kelly is Alaska's torch champion, chosen to lead other young people in the run.
We're running to convince people to donate their organs. I'm representing for Wasilla High School in Alaska. Our assistant principal came and talked to me because I run for the cross country team, and he came and talked to me about this and if I would be interested in doing it, and I said yeah, because I didn't really know what it was at first, and he gave me some more details and I was just like, okay.
Her pal Jessica Pagala offered support.
Allison just asked me if I wanted to go on a run, and I was all, sure. And then she kind of told me the details, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool that it's for organ. It'll be fun.
Runners Noah Ripley and Todd Taylor made up the foursome. They ran the 2 miles to the high school, then resumed the run in Anchorage. The torch will be passed along as the runs continue through 277 cities in Canada and the United States. Marcello says the campaign will end in Argentina in 2011. He's hoping the runs will inspire people to realize how important the organ donation issue is.
And every hour, somebody is dying because they're not receiving these precious gifts. So by becoming an organ donor, you know, you're making such a difference. You can save up to 8 people's lives, actually, and it's just a phenomenal gift.
Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan was on hand to pick up the torch when the 4 runners reached Town Square Park in downtown Anchorage around noon. Bruce Zalnaritis with Life Alaska Donor Services, which operates the organ and tissue program for the state, joined in welcoming the torch bearers. He says Alaska has a state donor registry. Those who want to donate organs can sign up online or at the Department of Motor Vehicles. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.